Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 160 on April 2nd, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will go over the trades from last week on the CBOE Volatility Index, the MSCI Brazil ETF, and Wells Fargo. And we discussed three new trades on Freight Car America, AT&T, and United States Steel Company. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to Eric at the Weekly Option. That's E-R-I-C at theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, I'm actually recording this show on Friday morning, meaning I'm using the closing prices from Thursday. Once again, I am out of town, and rather than create the show late Sunday night, I decided to go ahead and just do it early on Friday morning. So this entire show is using the Thursday close prices. So this week, through the close of market on Thursday, we saw more new highs. So seeing the S&P 500 index close above 4,000 is impressive. I mean, really impressive. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, of course, has picked up 533 points so far this week, closing on Thursday at 33,153 points. The S&P 500 index closed at 4,019 points on Thursday, a gain of 110 points on the week. So now it's time to talk about the topic of the week. And the topic this week is the path dependency of trading profits to your overall success in trading. Now, in most things I've learned in life, I had to commit to some period of discomfort or challenge. It's rare that I've been perfect from day one. I mean, how many times do we fall before we learn to walk? How much gibberish do babies speak before learning to form even one coherent word, even mama or dad, right? We can go on and on about the moments we had to fall in order to learn something. It's like riding a bike. Or I remember in college learning to do a standing back flip. And I love watching gymnastics because you realize that these gymnasts fall, and they fall a lot and have to get back up before they're able to do the things that make them look unbelievable or amazing, right? Momentary failure seems to be part of learning. Yet when it comes to learning to trade, people think they should make money from day one. Day one. And that brings up the path dependency element I'm discussing. So path dependency means that our outcome depends on which path is taken from the start. If you place your first option trade and make money, you'll want to do it again. You'll continue trading. Now, if you lose on your second trade, you won't really be fazed because you made money initially and believe it's possible to win. You might even be, you know, quote, playing or trading with house money. And so you end up treating your outcomes differently because you made money on your first trade. Now, if you lose on your first trade, you might walk away saying that, you know, options are too hard, or derivatives are evil, or Wall Street is just a bunch of crooks, and so on and so forth. Don't be that person. Commit to learning. When you first rode a bike, did you commit to ride the Tour de France within a year? That sounds foolish, right? Yet, when people learn to trade options, they often are looking to make millions of dollars within an even shorter period of time. Don't let your success in trading be path dependent. If you commit to the process, you'll find something that works for you. So just commit to the process. Now, that's the end of that. To move on, we're going to get into the trade review from last week's trades, which was like most times in life, most things in life, a mix of good and not so good. So, But, you know, just to take a step back, like the reason I can laugh and I don't freak out about losses is, A, I have plenty of wins in my portfolio that I do share some of that on the show, but I also, I don't put myself in a position where a loss is going to take me out of the game. So understanding risk and understanding how to properly size your trades is a very, very, very key component to trading, successfully at least. So my first trade from last week was a covered call. We looked at the CBOE Volatility S&P 500 Index, the VIX, V as in Victor, I as in India, X as in X-ray. At the time, the stock was trading for $19.81. We looked at the April 20 call, selling the April 20 call for the April 14th expiration, not the normal April 16th, selling that call at $2.75, which could give us a maximum return of 14.84% in 3 weeks. Well, the VIX lost $2.48 this week, closing at $17.33 per share on Thursday. The option we sold lost $1.35, leaving us with a net loss on the week of $1.13. Now, my first move would be to roll the strike lower by buying the 20 strike back and then selling the 18 strike at $1.91. That would immediately put us back into a profit of 78 cents, and it removes our short-term loss. This also lowers your total upside on the trade, but it at least keeps you in profit a bit longer. And remember, this trade uses the April 14th expiration, not the normal April 16th, for the monthly options. Our next trade last week was a credit spread. We looked at the MSCI Brazil ETF, symbol E as in Echo, W as in Whiskey, Z as in Zulu. At the time, the stock was trading for $32.43 per share, and I looked at selling the April 32 half 33 call spread at 21 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 29 cents. Well, the Brazil ETF picked up 19 cents, closing on Thursday at $32.62 per share. The out-of-the-money call spread we sold is at the money now, being valued 11 cents higher than where we sold it. Now, that 11 cents is a loss thus far on the week. However, I've not lost faith in the overall direction of this stock chart. It still looks like it's heading lower. And so I've not lost direction either on how this trade will finish at expiration. Now, in many situations, I would look to sell a put spread against this call spread, which would allow us to kind of leg into an iron condor. However, I'm not convinced just yet that we are starting an upward trend in the stock. I personally would look to hold on to this trade with no adjustments at all, but that's just my preference. And the reason is this: if you were to sell the put spread and price goes lower, you would likely lose money on the put spread, thus locking in an overall loss on the trade. I'd rather wait a bit and decide whether or not I'm going to sell a put spread if the market continues to head higher. Otherwise, I really want this trade to mature fully into a profit, meaning stock needs to return lower than $32.50 per share. And I'm confident that, at least from my analysis, that might happen. So this is another way of just saying, I'm going to wait. I would hold off and wait and see how this plays out, because I don't want to lock in a loss or add to the trade or do something that guarantees a loss. And then our final trade last week was a debit spread. We looked at Wells Fargo, symbol W as in Whiskey, F as in Foxtrot, C as in Charlie. At the time, the stock was trading for $39.30 per share. I looked at buying the April 38 half 39 call spread for 33 cents, which can give us a maximum gain of 17 cents, which is a 51.5% return in 3 weeks. So Wells Fargo stock gained 33 cents, ending Thursday at $39.63 per share. The in-the-money call spread that we bought is even more in the money now. So if you were to close the trade, you'd have to cross the bid-ask spread, and that might cost you 8 cents. However, this spread already has an intrinsic value of more than 50 cents. So the spread is pricing right now where it needs to. So simply hold tight. No adjustments are needed on this one. As long as stock finishes above $39 per share, which it's 63 cents higher than that right now, So if it stays above in a couple of weeks, we will automatically lock in that 51.5% return on capital. So that was a good trade. And now let's get into the new trades for this upcoming week. And I always get excited about the upcoming week. This is actually the hardest time for me to find April trades or trades is when it's 2 weeks from expiration, because these are all short time frame trades. If any of them truly go awry, you won't necessarily have enough time to make another trade to offset the risk. So just know going in that these trades are a little riskier. And when I first started this show, if you guys go back to like those early episodes, I used to actually trade even like 1 week opportunities. And those are like, that's about as close to gambling as I get. I mean, yeah, you still would have a risk reward ratio that fit into my trade parameters. But the problem is, if you place a trade on Friday that expires the very next Friday, like there's no adjustment. There's no adjusting for any bad decisions or anything. So so these trades I'm about to present all have 2 weeks before expiration, which might still be a little risky and short time frame. So that's my caveat here. Just wanted to make sure you guys understood that before I move forward. So we're going to start off with a covered call on a company called Freight Car America. The symbol is RAIL, R-A-I-L. R as in Romeo, A as in Alpha, I as in India, L as in Lima. The stock ended the week, or sorry, the stock closed on Thursday. Remember, these are Thursday prices, Thursday, April 1st prices. So the stock closed on Thursday at $6.65 per share. And I'm looking at buying stock and selling the April 7.5 call at 60 cents, which can give us a maximum return of 21.8% in 2 weeks. Oh, and by the way, these are all for the April 16th expiration. These are full monthly options. So you enter this trade by buying stock for $6.65 per share and then selling the April 7.5 call at 60 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $7.50 per share, and the break-even price is $6.05. In real terms, the stock purchase would require $665, and you'll collect $60 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is a credit spread looking at AT&T, symbol T as in Tango. The stock closed on Thursday at $30.47 per share. I'm looking at selling the April 30, 29.5 put spread at 18 cents, which can give us a maximum possible loss of 32 cents per spread. So you enter this trade by selling the April 30 put at 41 cents and concurrently buying the April 29.5 put for 23 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices stay above $30 per share. The break-even price is $29.82 per share in the stock. Now, in real terms, you'll receive $18 per spread that you sell, and you'll have $32 at risk. And our final trade for this upcoming week is going to be a debit spread. Looking at another company that you guys have heard me talk about before, United States Steel, symbol X as in X-ray, a stock ended on Thursday at $25 per share. So I'm looking at buying the April 24.5-25 call spread, paying 32 cents for the spread. And that gives us a maximum return of 18 cents per spread or 56.25% return in 2 weeks. So you enter this trade by buying the April 24.5 call for $1.78 and concurrently selling the April 25 call at $1.46. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices remain above $25 per share. The break-even price on this is $24.82, and in real terms, you'll pay $32 per spread to enter this trade, and your maximum gain is $18 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys for following. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing and emailing and all of that. Starting next week, I will go back to the full Friday format of this show. I normally record on Friday or Saturday morning. But like I said, I wanted to make sure I got an episode out earlier rather than later for those of you who listen to me on schedule each week. So thank you guys so much for listening. It's amazing. I'm going to now make a video that will walk through the new trades. So definitely head over to the YouTube channel to see those. And I also entered a trade earlier this week. I think I entered I don't remember when I did the INO, the Inovio trade, but I also created a video of me entering an S&P trade. Both of those trades are currently in the profit. Hopefully they stay there. But, you know, again, I bought spreads and I bought them knowing fully what my maximum loss and my maximum gain would be. So feel free to jump over to the YouTube channel to watch those as well. And as always, I hope you guys have a great weekend and happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.